The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, and each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be at watch. Watch, therefore, and you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether it is evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the human life is one of transition and progress from the past through the present to the future. Advent season is the special preparation for the celebration of the birthday of Jesus and expectation of second coming of Christ. Advent encourages to reflect on our need for God and enter our lives to prepare earnestly and eagerly for the coming of Christ. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. The child born is the Son of God, in whom we hope for salvation and eternal life. Jesus lived major part of his life among his people. This indicates that we too should live our lives always keeping in our mind our own encounter with Christ, which is sure to take place, but the timing of which we do not know. Hence, the need for preparedness as we live our lives. The first reading contains the sincere confession of the Israelites returning from Babylonian exile. In the second reading, Paul tells us that they are enriched in every way. In the Gospel, Jesus tells the parable of a man who is going for long journey after entrusting his home to his servants to look after it and warn them his unexpected return. Jesus instructs his followers to be alert and watchful while doing their Christian duties with sincerity. The gatekeeper and the household servants are expected to be vigilant and watchful because their master is sure to return. Yes, my dear friends, although the time of his return is uncertain, the reward or punishment is sure and certain. Yes, the first reading lays before us the earnest and sincere prayer of the people of Israel who are returning to their homeland after the exile. The exile began with series of deportation during the reign of King of Jehoiakim. It lasted for 50 years, and it was caused by both the theological and political reason. As for the former, the prophets were well aware of the tendency of the people of Israel to forsake the Lord and adopt the custom of their heathen neighbors. The practice included the worship of Baal, the god of fertility. The political reason included the wrong policies of the king and their failure to listen to the words of the prophet like Jeremiah. The exile caused a great hardship to a people who were forcibly removed from their homeland and settled in a new territory. The people feel the absence of God and they ask him to return. They also show signs of repentance. During this Advent season, we relive these events in the life of the people of Israel. Forceful removal of the people from their homes, lack of freedom, and lost everything they had earned. Yes, my dear people, something similar can happen in our own times too, and we should be on our guard against such eventuality. This event of God coming to redeem humanity took place when God sent his Son into the world. Every liturgical year begins with the preparation for the birth of Jesus. The new age of salvation began with God seeking the consent of Mary to become the mother of God's Son. Mary agreed, and we have our Savior. We are preparing ourselves to the event of the birth of Jesus Christ. God's plan does not end with the birth of Messiah, but looks to gather everything together under his lordship. While the first coming of the Lord taken place, the second is yet to be happen. Yes, my dear friends. Hence the Lord himself exhorts us to be vigilant and watchful. As we live in this time, let us heed the voice of the Lord and patiently await his return. So, Advent therefore calls us to be alert and watchful, not lazing about, but meaningfully engaged in doing the good works. We pray that the grace of season may help us to draw closer to God and become a better person. Now I am going to bless the Advent wreath. This Advent wreath not only adds beauty to our homes and our churches, but also provides a focal point for reflection and prayer. It invites us to slow down, to pause amidst the busyness of the season, and to intentionally prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. Through the lighting of the candles, we are reminded of the hope, peace, joy, and love. So, my dear friends, the circle symbolizes that eternity of God. Green symbolizes life everlasting. Candle light, Jesus symbolizes Jesus, the light of the world. The four candle symbolizes 4 weeks of Advent. First candle symbolizes hope, the second candle symbolizes peace, and the third one symbolizes joy, and the fourth one is love. Yes, my dear friends, during this time of Advent, it serves the both symbolic and practical tool to deepen our spiritual experience. So, keep watching in prayer for the coming of the Prince of Peace in our everyday lives. Amen.